Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Tuesday, February 1st, 2022. I am Tuba Gibson. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market today, 500 Grenada Electricity Services Limited shares are traded at $11 per share, falling 50 cents or 4.35% from its previous closing price. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 17 securities, of which 7 advanced, 5 declined, and 5 traded full. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 1.01 points to close at 2,084.81. The Composite Index declined by 0.65 points to close at 1,496.93. The Cross-Listed Index declined by 0.04 points to close at 121.63. The SME index remained at 43.02. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 223,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $5.6 million. Grace Kennedy Limited was the volume leader with 110,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $671,000, followed by NCB Financial Group Limited with a volume of 47,000 shares being traded for $380,000. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, in Monday's trading session, the following reflect the movement of the JSE indices. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 59 stocks, of which 25 advanced, 27 declined, and 7 traded full. Market volume amounted to 13.9 million units, valued at over $192 million. Trans-Jamaica Highway Limited was the volume leader with 5.2 million units, followed by Caribbean Producers Jamaica Limited with 1.3 million units and QWI Investments Limited with 1.3 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, zero securities traded on Monday, 31st January 2022. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.